Well, sustainable houses, they're all over the media at the moment. Have you thought about whether or not you could do things around your joint to make it a bit more environmentally friendly? Maybe you've been in one that's kind of set up from the get-go as a proper house which is designed to make living easy and affordable. Brian Woodward joins us now. He's an architect and the builder-creator of Earthways, a 330-acre sustainable property in Wollombi. G'day, Brian. How are you going?
Hello, Paul. I'm very well, thank you.
So did you have the privilege and honour of starting from scratch, or did you have to retrofit?
Very much so. We had a bare site here with no services or anything.
Okay, good on you. So what's... a lot of us couldn't take on a project like that because, you know, the research alone is a massive investment, isn't it?
Well, it does help having the training of an architect, and I had specialised in sustainable technologies and sustainable building for a few years before I started, so it helped.
Yeah, fair enough. So what was the attraction for you? Obviously, as someone that has the capability of working with all sorts of materials, what was the attraction of trying to make the property sustainable?
Well, it was partly the experience of the energy crisis back as long ago as 1973 when fuel became short, and it made me realise just how dependent Western society was on not only fuel, but also lots of other basic commodities. And so I started to look into ways in which I could be basically more self-sufficient.
Okay. All right. So what's the strategy? How would you advise others who are embarking on the same sort of path as you?
Well, it really depends on the approach an individual wants to take, or a family for that matter. If you're looking at a total lifestyle change, then you can actually adopt quite a large range of sustainable concepts and systems, but if you're still maintaining a conventional job and lifestyle, then you're obviously limited with the amount of effort and time you can put into it. There are some people who can afford to, who pay somebody else to create a house for them, but that can be quite expensive.
Okay, so how far did you go? Were you really funky in terms of materials and stuff, or would you describe your place as being fairly well thought out but fairly conventional?
No, I'd say it was very unconventional. We decided to go back to basics and look at the whole concept of fitting in with the environment. So we wanted materials that were one from the environment with minimal damage, and then which would actually create a house which was capable of creating an internal comfortable space both winter and summer without the use of external energy sources. But also importantly, the materials, when they eventually no longer needed, as every house does go back into the site, that it won't create a lot of pollution. So we chose to look at some simple materials like mud brick and timber. I was fortunate to be in a situation where I could create a research unit at New South Wales University and do some basic investigation into different forms of building with earth. I built a couple of test structures to see how it all stood up. And then decided to put it into practice in complete form and build my own house. But we also decided to incorporate a lot of what in those days were unusual technologies, solar not only for electricity but for water heating.
Okay.
And also for what's called passive solar design, where you use the sun to keep the building warm in winter and cool in summer.
Now, you were lucky, of course. You got 330 acres. But I just wonder how many people, when they approach buying a block of dirt in a new subdivision, really think things through about where they'll put the barbie and where the kids will play and, you know, obviously the orientation of the house. We probably don't think, give it enough thought, do we, right from the outset?
Well, unfortunately, Paul, the majority of people don't give it any thought. What's really disappointing is the way that builders and developers don't either. The idea of orienting the house towards the road is still the predominant decision.
Yep.
It is possible to design a house to face in the right direction, to maximize the collection of heat from the summer, but also in the winter, but also protect the building when you've got a hot day in the summer.
The other part of this too is the planning officers at council. They can be, a bit fascist, can't they? Because they'll have a particular style. They'll go to a conference and they seem to love, suburbs to look in a certain way without necessarily giving enough attention to the variety that's required for some of these choices.
This can be a problem with all kinds of regulations, unfortunately, where the status quo tends to rule rather than new ideas that may actually be better for us.
Yeah, okay. All right, so how are you going to go through things tomorrow? What's the scope of this discussion you're going to have at Cessnock Library tomorrow?
Well, one of the main things I want to do is actually talk to people about what sustainable means, because I think the word has actually become distorted and used where it's not actually appropriate. So I want to actually talk about the concept of sustainability. I also want to share with them what we've done in our house and how our house is as sustainable as we can make it. But most importantly, what I want to do is to introduce ordinary people to some basic concepts that you can apply even to an existing house to make it as sustainable as possible without costing a lot of money.
Do you ever get used to composting toilets, Brian?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes. I would find it very difficult to use a conventional toilet now.
Yeah.
The idea of all that material going to waste and polluting the environment is an anathema to me.
Does it work effectively? A simple concept, of course, of sucking the air through the toilet, so venting out through the top. Does that work?
Yes. Yep.
And you've got, just a little solar fan?
You don't even need a fan. If the composting toilet is working properly, the heat generated by it will do it for you.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, rising up and out through the vent. Yeah, fair enough.
And if a composting toilet is working properly, then it will produce heat because it's the heat that kills the pathogenic organisms.
See, it's anathema for me growing up in the country, in a town albeit, but with the rallies all out on properties, going out to an old pit toilet.
Well, unfortunately, people compare it to pit toilets, and it's really nothing like that.
Fair enough. Yes, Brian Woodward is the architect, creator and builder of Earthways at Wollombi.
Thank you for your time.